Got Till It's Gone by Sorcery, read by Night Tracer.
And Dance Butterfly. So, what are you wearing right now?
Derek pauses. He can hear Stiles' heartbeat ratchet all the way up, even over the phone. What do you think I'm wearing? He says, as blandly as he can.
What? How am I supposed to know? I'm not psychic.
Derek hums. What do I normally wear around this time?
Let's see. You're an hour behind, so it'll be around midnight. So you'll be in your thing.
Thing, Derek repeats, wondering if this might be the most inept attempt at phone sex in the history of telecommunications.
Your tank top,
Stiles mutters vengefully.
Goddamn hero, Yui. Wait. That makes me duo, doesn't it? And my Jeep is death sight. Awesome.
Stiles, sighs Derek. This doesn't actually work if one person has no idea what the hell the other person is talking about.
No, seriously, I gotta show you that anime. There's, like, this glowering guy with frowny eyebrows and a perpetual tank top, see? He has trouble making facial expressions because he's this badass super soldier that's been programmed to repress his emotions.
What? Says Derek flatly. It isn't even a question.
Wait, it gets better. And there's this dude on his, team? Whatchamacallit? They're like pilot of these giant flying machines. I suppose you'd call them a squadron? Anyway, this other guy is brilliant. Very funny. Always kidding around. Kind of spazzy. But he's hardcore, too. He knows how to kick ass. And they have loads of sexual tension. It's ridiculous.
You're ridiculous. Derek doesn't say. Because he's above stating the obvious, and also because it'd be counterproductive, given the situation. Stiles has just gone distracted, like he often does, so it's up to Derek to put him back on track. What are you wearing? He asks, and hears Stiles' breath stutter.
Huh? You know.
I don't, says Derek, as patiently as he can. That's why I'm asking you.
Oh there, cowboy. Easy on the audible italics. Pissed off at me?
Stiles. Derek isn't gritting his teeth. He isn't. What are you wearing?
And the full stops. You're definitely mad at me. I don't know, Derek. Doesn't seem like the right mood for phone sex.
You started it, insists Derek, not caring that he resembles a stubborn 11-year-old. And you'll finish it.
You sound like my dad when he tried to get me to eat my vegetables. You'll finish those, young man.
Did you just...
Are you to my father? Whoops. Yes, I did. Sorry, that was, weird of me. There's no sick Freudian reason for my attraction to you, I promise. My attraction's more about the, you know, frowny eyebrows and the tank tops.
You're attracted to my eyebrows?
More the way you use them. They're like weapons of mass destruction, man. Sort of scary, but sort of cool. Especially the V-shape. The V-shape of doom. Because that usually only happens when you're really pissed off and ready to wreck private property and...
Stiles, Derek growls.
Wow. You're pissed off now.
Are you doing this on purpose? Stiles' heartbeat spikes.
Maybe.
He answers. And even though there's a smile in his voice, it's also... softer. Huskier.
I miss being able to piss you off, up close and personal. I miss the wall slamming.
You kept complaining about the bruises.
Yeah, well, you don't know what you've got till it's gone. In the wise words of Janet Jackson.
If you start singing, I will throttle you.
Talk sadomasochistic to me, baby. Or just sadistic.
Stiles.
I'm in my Mets t-shirt, by the way. The one you wore, I like to pretend it smells like you.
Derek closes his eyes. He can still feel the vein jumping in his temple. Why does every single thing with Stiles have to be so infuriating? And what else are you wearing?
My boxers. The black ones with the green skulls on them.
I don't require that level of detail.
Really? How about the detail that I'm hard then? Do you require that?
Derek inhales sharply.
Oh yeah, I like making you angry. Are your claws out yet?
Derek glances at them, attract them. No.
You cheat. I bet you totally pop them back in.
It's not that easy to affect me.
Bullshit. I know that voice. When you threatened to throttle me, that was your alpha voice. Your eyes glowing red and claws sliding out at least an inch and a half voice.
You shouldn't be aroused by that.
Excuse me? Dating a werewolf here. I think my kinks aren't up for negotiation. Shut up and let me get off on your anger, you sexy beast, you.
Derek snorts, despite himself.
Then again, I also get off on your laughter, so win-win. You're lucky to have me, Derek. I cheese you off and make you laugh. Can't get any better than that. You could use some help with the whole emotional spectrum thing.
Derek hears a whisper of movement on the other end. Are you touching yourself?
Maybe.
Your hand just slid into your boxers.
Okay, definitely. Definitively.
A muted gasp.
Feels great.
Yeah.
Not as good as when you do it, though.
What do you like about how I do it? Derek's been getting hard as well. Since before, Stiles even mentioned what he was wearing. And he's fully erect now. He doesn't unzip himself, though. Just rubs a thumb along his fly.
Everything.
Be specific. Derek slides his zipper down and steps a hand into his briefs. A sound both raspy and moist. Dials must be licking his lips.
I like your wrist, the way it moves against my... when you...
That isn't specific. Derek curls his fingers in his pubic hair, tugging slightly, the way Styles does. That isn't even a complete sentence.
Screw you. You try talking when your brain cells are frying. You aren't even touching your dick, are you? Cheat. Like with the claws. Which, speaking of, don't think I fell for that blatant lie, alright? Because I didn't.
Styles. Derek reminds him. Get back to what we were talking about.
Fuck.
Styles curses. And now, there's a slickness, an irregularity to the stroking. Styles is leaking pre-cum. Derek remembers what it smells like. Remembers.
I like your knuckles when you brush them against me. So lightly. It's almost a threat.
A threat that I won't jack you off, or that I'll hurt you. Derek wraps a hand around his own erection at last. Pulls it out of his underwear.
Both. You're right. I must be crazy to get off on that. When you do it, it's like you're trying to protect me from your claws. Like you're so turned on that if you try to touch me properly, you might injure me.
And you like that.
Is it true?
Styles pants.
Is that why?
Yes. Derek rumbles, his own cock twitching, and Styles moans.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck!
How wet are you?
Gee, what do you think, Derek? Fuck!
Bring your palm up to taste it. Damn it, Derek's the one that wants to taste it. Do it now. Almost instantaneous. God, the way Styles follows orders. When it suits him. And back down again. Don't be careful with yourself.
Like you are?
Another gasp. Let me hear it. Let me hear how rough you can get. How...
Fuck yeah.
And you'd want me to fuck you after. Show me. Tell me.
Hard. So hard, Derek. So deep.
The noises spilling from Styles' mouth are as frantic as the viciously fast, obscenely sloppy strokes from below. Styles tends to leak copiously.
The way you are before a full moon, when you're all, and you just keep fucking me, even after I've come, and you keep fucking me until I'm hard again, until I'm sore, until I'm...
Styles sobs. Derek squeezes himself. Go on.
Until I'm crying. Don't fucking pretend you don't like it, Derek. Hell, I like it. I like the way you lick my face. Like you're hungry for it.
Salt. Sweet. Styles' tears.
And you say these things, and you probably think they're words, but they're not. Not that close to the full moon. They're just these snarling, garbled sounds. But I can tell you're trying to comfort me. You're trying to...
Warm. It's always so warm. Inside Styles. So tight.
I love it. I love it all. Derek, I...
The most beautiful.
And afterwards, you almost don't understand when I ask you to come in my mouth.
Lush lips. Soft. Softer than sin. And that tongue. Hotter than hell.
I have to fucking yank you up. Get you in me again. In my mouth. Because I love the way you shake and fall apart and just keep coming. Till I feel like I'm drowning. Drowning in you. And I miss that, Derek. I miss...
Derek's gonna come. And you can hear from Styles' thready, broken groans that he is too.
Coming all over myself. Fuck. I miss it. Shooting all over my chest with you in my mouth. Filling me up. My ass is empty and throbbing because you fucked it so hard. And I ache all over, inside and out, my back and my legs because you've done me so right.
Derek's balls tighten, his hips lift into his hand.
So my entire body feels like a goddamn bruise, but a good bruise. The kind you want to keep pressing later just to remind yourself how hot it was. How hot it made you when you got it. How...
Derek's fucking his fist now, as brutally as he can, hissing at the slight scrape of talons whenever he grows careless, or on an upstroke. But that only adds an edge, only... God, when Styles grows careless, the edges of his teeth.
How hot it makes me when you give them to me, those bruises. And sometimes I jerk myself off in the shower, after going home, leaving the curtain open so I can see myself in the fucking mirror. See those bruises lined up all along my throat, my thighs.
Fuck. Fuck.
I've got to be quick or the mirror will steam up. So I just keep my eyes glued to them until I've come.
A choked laugh.
Coming.
Styles. I.
I know, Derek. I'm... Me too.
And then Styles is. He's coming. Derek can hear it in the way Styles goes utterly quiet. Because he's always silent when he comes, save for the high, frantic thumb of his pulse. Which is why Derek has to bite him there. Has to mock. Derek stifles his own shout when he comes, because he has to hear that silence. Has to know that Styles is. Finally, that breath, that deep, shuddering breath. Styles is done. He's... Styles. Derek manages, tangled and raw. Name falling out of him, like it's been shoved out. And the last string of cum splatters his already damp tank top, clinging to him with sweat. A heady mixture of scents, strangely incomplete without Styles's. Neither of them says anything for a while. They just listen to each other breathe, not close enough, not pressed skin to skin, not feeling those breaths, but... Styles is the first to speak, after a couple of minutes. Of course he is.
You kind of suck at this,
says Styles hazily, and Derek resists the urge to roll his eyes. It'd be pointless, without Styles there to see him. He reaches for the tissues instead. You came just fine.
Yeah, I made myself come. Who was doing all the talking? Me. You didn't even...
Maybe. I couldn't get a word in edgewise.
Oh. Oh, this means war. Next time you're doing all the talking, buddy. Let's see you make up excuses then.
You think I can't talk dirty?
You can't talk, period. And I guess dirty talk is a subset of general conversational skills. Skills you seem to lack generally, so...
The next time you're here, Derek says mildly, I'm going to fold you in half and fuck you raw. And no matter how much you beg me to come in your mouth, I'm going to come in your ass. And then I'll flip you over and hold you down with the back of your neck. And fuck you until I come inside you, again. And then, I'll play with your nipples until I'm hard enough for another round. In which I'll make you come untouched, rutting right up against your prostate until you black out. The third time I shoot inside you, you won't even be conscious enough to feel it. Styles' throat clicks. Derek tosses the tissues away.
Okay, that was just evil.
Styles' voice wobbles.
Also, fuck you.
That can be arranged, Derek replies, with the same studied mildness.
You...
Good night, says Derek calmly, and hangs up, and swears he can still hear Styles throwing his phone across the room. Derek isn't smirking. He's not. The end.
That's a lot better than I thought it would.
Yes, it was good.
I haven't read aloud in forever, and then I had to get all hoary.